Sky City loses fight over $10 million Sky City Adelaide tax bill. Sky City Adelaide in South Australia has been ordered to pay an additional $10.3 million, $6.89 million United States dollars, in casino duties following a ruling by the High Court of Australia. The court ruled against its parent company, New Zealand-based Sky City, in a dispute centered on whether loyalty points used for gaming credits should be counted as revenue for tax purposes. This decision, delivered on October 16, upholds a previous judgment by the Court of Appeal through which Sky City tried to fight the tax bill. It effectively resolves a long-standing disagreement over the inclusion of loyalty-based gaming credits in revenue calculations. The legal battle originated from a disagreement over the casino duty agreement, signed between Sky City Adelaide and the Treasurer of South Australia in October 1999. The casino operator contended that credits on gaming machines, when played by customers after converting loyalty points, should not be treated as taxable revenue. However, the South Australian Court of Appeal disagreed, ruling that these gaming credits must be counted as part of the casino's revenue. The High Court's latest decision supports that earlier judgment, confirming that loyalty points converted into gaming credits fall under the scope of taxable revenue under the casino duty agreement. As a result of the High Court's ruling, Sky City Adelaide is now obligated to pay the additional amount in casino duties covering the period until January 2024. The company had previously acknowledged that it would also need to pay $2.8 million Australian dollars, $1.87 million United States dollars, in extra casino duties stemming from the Court of Appeal's earlier ruling. This portion of the judgment was not appealed by Sky City and is also now payable. The dispute over the interpretation of the casino duty agreement and how casino revenues should be calculated had been a point of contention for several years. Both Sky City Adelaide and the South Australian government had agreed to seek a formal ruling on the issue from the courts. Preparing for the worst, the legal matter involved complex interpretations of how loyalty points, which are awarded to frequent customers and can be converted into gaming credits, should be classified under the rules governing casino tax liabilities. Sky City had argued that these points did not constitute direct revenue, but the courts ruled otherwise. Sky City has already made provisions in its financial results for the fiscal year 2024 to cover the additional liabilities. The company disclosed that it recognized a provision of $13.1 million Australian dollars, $8.76 million United States dollars, to account for the anticipated outcome of the legal dispute. However, there remains a further unresolved issue relating to the interest payable on the outstanding casino duties. The total amount of interest owed will be determined by a judge in the South Australian Supreme Court, with Sky City warning that the penalty interest could potentially reach $25.3 million Australian dollars, $16.92 million United States dollars. The ruling represents a significant financial setback for Sky City Adelaide, as it not only faces immediate payments of $13.1 million Australian dollars but also the possibility of substantial interest liabilities. While the final determination on the interest is still pending, the company's acknowledgement of the worst-case scenario of $25.3 million Australian dollars suggests the total financial impact could be much higher than initially expected. Sky City Adelaide is one of the key players in the Australian casino market, operating under strict regulatory frameworks that govern its tax obligations and revenue reporting. The High Court's decision will likely set a precedent for how loyalty points and other non-traditional revenue streams are treated under similar agreements in the future, not just in South Australia but potentially across other Australian jurisdictions.